Now, I know some Baptists are listening out there on the radio, and they're going to get there before we do, just because I said that. But anyway, I do want to tell you that, and if you would please stick around to help us out with that, that would be great. One final announcement that I want to lift up to you. If you notice in your bulletin, right before Kids Corner, the first song of praise is Faris Lord Jesus, and right under that is the March to the Manger. This is our final Sunday final chance, you might say, to march to the manger and place your Christmas offering in this manger right here. And so the ushers are going to be passing out white envelopes and red ribbons. The white envelopes stand for the purity of Christ. The red ribbons stand for the blood that Jesus shed for us. And if you haven't given your Christmas offering yet that we called March to the Manger, you are welcome to do that during that song. Just come right on up here during the song and put those in there. If you need an envelope or would like an envelope and a ribbon, please just wave at the usher as they come down the aisle bringing those here pretty quickly. So this, of course, is over and above your regular offering, and we just appreciate and thank you ahead of time for that. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
I'll give you another chance on that. I kind of surprised you. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
All right. Well, let us have an opening prayer and then get our minds and hearts and souls ready as we listen to the prelude this morning. Dear God, we thank you so very much for this day. We thank you for the warm weather in January as a time for us to maybe get out today that we wouldn't do normally. We thank you, Lord, for this time to gather together and to worship you. Help us, Lord. Be with us. Guide and direct us as we are together. Help us prepare our minds and our hearts and our souls so that we can come together with one purpose, and that is to worship you, Lord. Empower this place. Dear God, in Jesus' name, anoint this place with your Holy Spirit in such a powerful way that all evil and negative thoughts flee from this place, Lord. We know that you can do all things, and we trust that you will do that, so that we can focus on you and worship on you, our Creator. Dear God, make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name as we worship you this morning. Amen.